Well, many husbands have thought, "Dear God, how I love my wife." God may have been leaning over the railings of heaven, pleading for us to say that out loud. As Lionel Whitten says in his book, Are You Fun to Live With?, love blooms when it is sincerely verbalized and is a key that unlocks the door of untold happiness. God locks up his best blessings for the husband in a Christian marriage, but gives to every man a key to open the lock. One man takes his key and goes up to the lock and tries to unlock it, but his key will not fit. It will not go in, because it is pride and arrogance that he has been trying to unlock it with. Another man says, "Let me try my key." He takes vanity, but he finds that vanity will not unlock the door. Another man comes up with the key of willful selfishness. His key is three times as big as the keyhole, and he can't get it in. They all fail to unlock the door and go away. By and by, another man comes. He puts his key to the lock. It slides in. The bolt slides back without a sound, and the door swings open. He knows the secret. He comes in the spirit of love, and to him, God's best in leading a partner is revealed. I believe, teachers, that we husbands can fit wholeheartedly into the unique role of loving and leading to which God has called us if we get our priorities straight. We need to realize that God loves us and will not give us more than we can bear, and he is eager to give us all the help and strength we need to fulfill what he has called us to do. Paul the Apostle in Hebrews 6:10 in the Living Bible says, "Then knowing what lies ahead for you, you won't become bored with being a Christian, nor become spiritually dull and indifferent, but you will be anxious to follow the example of those who receive all that God has promised them because of their strong faith and patience." If you can get your group to listen to God talking to them through this lesson, he knows how to ring their doorbell, but you will be instrumental in helping them start where they are right now and adjusting their lives to God's longing for their best. It will seem like wearing a new pair of shoes to some of them at first, and things may be a little tight. But the longer the couples wear God's ideas in their walk together, the more comfortable they become with his commands. Help them bear in mind that it is God's job to make our wives good. It is our job to make them happy. To fit in the husband's role as leader and lover, there are bits of knowledge about our wives we need to know before we can really lead. Do you know what makes your wife feel most loved? What one thing could you do to show your love most? Sharing from your own answers to the second part under number 5 on page 100 and 101 on how you have personally loved your wife in the home might give some guys in the group an idea so that they could plunge into more of the adventurous waters of leading rightly, that is, in love, in their own homes. In your teacher's guide, one of the important emotional needs of a woman that I mentioned to you is security. You might deal with the point that to love a woman as she is to put her in the secure stream of God's Spirit so that his love and power can work. Not many husbands could answer with an unqualified yes the question, "Have you set your wife completely free to be herself and to be secure in that?" Affection is another emotional need of a woman that we have the privilege and responsibility of fulfilling. Our affections for our wives should be free from hidden motives. It is easy to love a wife so she, in return, will be more loving, more attentive, and more responsive to what we need. Love with an angle is not ideal, nor is it God's way. For God loves for the utter joy of loving, which 1 John 4:8 affirms when it says, "God is love." Talking to our wives honestly is a part of loving them also. A husband should be able to be honest about what he thinks, what he fears, what he does, why he does things, and what he wishes for or desires. To hold up a mask to her not only wearies a man, but it also robs him of the impact of a single-minded life. According to James 1:8, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Lionel Whitten in Are You Fun to Live With? Tells this story. For 15 years of marriage, a certain man had been living behind a facade of graciousness, chivalry, and kind deeds. His wife loved this wonderful image of her husband, thinking it to be the real man. Then one day, because of torment in his heart, he unburdened himself to his wife. his deep anxieties, fear, loneliness, cowardice, pride, lust, and strong desire for praise and for people's approval. The wife had no idea that such confusion and conflict lay beneath her husband's placid exterior. For the first time, she really knew him, and the real he felt known and loved at last. Because his wife had entered deeply into his heart, he was set free from living behind a pretense. The marriage was made new, and there was a sudden sense of the reality of God's presence in both the man and wife. Subsequently, they found new openness to other people, and freedom to love and to be loved by them. Speaking of being open, remind your group teacher that we've studied the husband's role and that each of them should be open to becoming an expert on the commands taught by God for us, not on the commands taught by God for our mates, which is what frequently happens when couples are first shown from the Word their basic responsibilities and the roles they each have. The Bible teaches that every one of us shall give an account of himself to God, Romans 14:12. So it is the carrying out of our role that should concern us. Jesus said, "Give," as he spoke throughout the Gospels. Give your wife what she needs today to have her love needs met. Even though as a group you can make evaluations and ask yourselves questions and plan new actions, it is God's responsibility to help you properly love your wives. I pray that you and those you teach will find enjoyment in it, as well as blessing for your obedience. To do this, we must have self cease crying, "Meet my needs," and let love cry out, "Let me meet your needs."